Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 13, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Off-label underdosing of edoxaban antithrombotic therapy for patients with atrial fibrillation and stable coronary artery disease. Findings from the EPIC-CAD trial. The EPIC-CAD trial defined specific patient populations with atrial fibrillation and stable coronary artery disease receiving edoxaban antithrombotic therapy. This study investigated the clinical outcomes associated with off-label underdosing of direct oral anticoagulants in this patient cohort. Participants were randomized to either edoxaban monotherapy or a dual antithrombotic therapy regimen, combining edoxaban with a single antiplatelet agent. This research therefore characterizes the comparative safety and efficacy of these two distinct antithrombotic strategies. Article number 2. Analysis and prediction of cardiovascular research hotspots, trends, and interdisciplinarity. This study systematically analyzed over 2,512,445 cardiovascular publications to characterize research topics, trends, and interdisciplinarity. Artificial intelligence techniques, including natural language processing, were extensively utilized to extract and cluster text fragments from titles and abstracts. This comprehensive data processing approach provides a foundation for clarifying recent cardiovascular research directions and informs policy development for the academic community. Article number 3. Electrocardiogram abnormalities in cardiovascular risk prediction in older Chinese, the Guangzhou Biobank Cohort Study. This study characterized electrocardiogram abnormalities in 26,846 Chinese individuals aged 50 and older from the Guangzhou Biobank Cohort Study. Participants had no cardiovascular disease at baseline. Minor and major electrocardiogram abnormalities were classified based on the Minnesota Code Manual, allowing for definitive categorization of severity. Severity was specifically defined as normal, 1 minor, 2 or more minor, or major. Article number 4. Atrial fibrillation and the risk of sudden cardiac death. Incidence, impact, and implications. This study performed a retrospective assessment of sudden cardiac death incidence in patients with atrial fibrillation over an 11-year period, from 2007 to 2018. The analysis included individuals undergoing coronary angiography, specifically those with suspected or known coronary artery disease referred for elective angiography. The study also encompassed patients presenting with acute coronary syndrome, characterizing the long-term sudden cardiac death risk within these specific patient cohorts. Article number 5. The AltFlow Early Feasibility Study 3-year results. Assessing left atrial to coronary sinus shunting in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. The AltFlow Early Feasibility Study assessed device safety, patency, and echocardiographic parameters over 3 years in patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. The study specifically evaluated symptoms, health status, and exercise capacity in 95 patients who had a left ventricular ejection fraction greater than 40%. This research therefore characterizes the long-term performance of the APT-URE transcatheter shunt system for left atrial to coronary sinus shunting. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.